AI can ruin your marketing if you're not careful. You've used AI to write your marketing. It was fast, it was easy. But did you just make your brand stand out, or did you make it sound like everyone else? Using AI the wrong way can dilute your brand into being generic and forgettable. Most businesses think AI is just a speed tool, and it's not. It's a strategic risk, and if you don't use it properly, I've seen dozens of brands lose their edge by misusing AI. In this episode, I'm revealing the hidden dangers of AI marketing and the framework for using it without killing your brand's unique voice. Welcome to The Marketing Factory, where we don't blend in. I'm Marissa Candy, founder and recipient of Gold Stevie International Business Award, among many others. And for over two decades, I've helped businesses think differently about their marketing and achieve powerful results. In this podcast, I'll share proven strategies so that you can create profitable marketing campaigns that drive real impact for your business. Ready to become impossible to ignore? Let's get started. Let's start with something most people don't think about. AI pulls knowledge from two main places: information already on the internet and information you feed it. That's it. Which means if your category is already full of "we help businesses grow," "innovative solutions for modern brands," "customer-centric excellence," guess what AI is trained on? Exactly that. It learns from the average. It predicts the probable. It produces the common. And common is the enemy of brand. If you don't guide it strategically, AI will not make you stand out. It will make you statistically normal. Enter what I like to call the beige brand epidemic. Have you noticed something lately? Everyone's content feels similar. Same structure. Same punchy lines, same predictable hooks, same "let's break this down." That's not coincidence, that's AI echo. When thousands of businesses prompt the same tool with the similar vague instructions, they get similar outputs, and suddenly your emails sound like your competitors. Your ad copy blends into the scroll. Your website feels polished but forgettable. AI doesn't know your brand nuance. It doesn't know your lived experience. It doesn't know your real stories unless you give it that. Without strong inputs, you become another templated voice in a sea of templated voices. And here's the real killer. Strategy gets replaced by speed. Yes, AI is fast, dangerously fast, and speed can trick you into skipping strategy. And instead of asking, who is this for? What pain are we solving? What do we want them to feel? What makes us different? You ask this: write me a caption about leadership. Done. But there's the problem. Marketing without strategy is just noise at scale. AI accelerates whatever direction you're pointing it in. If your direction is vague, it will amplify vagueness. If your positioning is weak, it will mass produce weakness. It doesn't think strategically. You do, or at least you should. And here's another thing I've noticed. AI can flatten personality. Great brands have texture. They have tone, rhythm, quirks, edges. AI, by default, smooths things out. It removes risk. It avoids bold statements. It rounds sharp corners, and while this can feel safe, it can quietly strip your personality. So if your brand used to be playful, provocative, opinionated, unexpected, and now it sounds like a corporate HR handbook, that's not growth, that's dilution. So let's move on to our next problem, the SEO illusion, because here's another trap. People assume AI-generated content equals SEO gold, but Google's algorithm in 2025 and 26 increasingly rewards original insights, expert experience, unique value, and human depth. And if your blog reads like 300 others on the same topic, even if it's well written, it won't be. AI's generated surface content is becoming easy to detect. Depth wins, experience wins, original thinking wins. AI summaries of existing information, not so much. Now let's go back. Remember those two knowledge sources, right? Internet and what you feed it. If you don't feed your AI with brand voice guidelines, customer insights, case studies, unique frameworks, personal stories, real objections, real data, it cannot produce differentiation. AI is not psychic, I'm going to say yet. It reflects what you give it. If you feed it generic prompts, you get generic marketing. If you feed it rich internal insight, you get strategic amplification. Most businesses skip this step, and that's where they're going wrong. And over time, this leads to an over-reliance and a skill decay in your team. So here's some uncomfortable truth. Just quickly, if you're a business owner struggling to see results from your marketing, or you're overwhelmed by the thought of marketing your business, we can help. Book in a call with my team using the link in the show notes, and let's get your brand thriving without the struggle. Now, back to the episode. If your team relies entirely on AI for thinking, messaging, and structuring, strategic muscles start to weaken. Copywriting instincts fade. Critical thinking slows. AI should enhance your team's intelligence, not replace it. If your marketers can't explain the strategy behind the context without AI, you don't have a marketing team. You have a prompt operator, and that's risky. And now let's flip this. Because AI isn't the villain, misuse is. Let's take this one step further, because now we're not just talking about AI writing your blogs, we're talking about AI cloning your voice, your face, your likeness, your personality. Yes, that's a thing. You can now create AI avatars that look like you, sound like you, and deliver content while you're on holiday, at the gym, or even asleep. Efficient? Absolutely. A little terrifying? Also, yes. So here's the question. Should you clone yourself? Let's unpack it. On one hand, cloning yourself can be powerful. You can create training content faster. You can scale educational material. You can build internal systems that don't rely on your physical presence. You can multiply your impact without multiplying your calendar. For founders, speakers, consultants, franchise leaders, this can look like magic. But here's the tension. When does efficiency turn into erosion? If your audience discovers that the personal video message was actually AI-generated version of you, what happens to trust? If your leadership updates were automated replicas of what happens to authenticity? If everything sounds like you but nothing is actually you, what are you building? AI cloning becomes dangerous when it replaces presence rather than supports it. So here's my view. Clone yourself, sure, but do it for these things. Internal training, evergreen education, repetitive onboarding, process documentation. Do not clone yourself for relationship building, for selling, emotional conversations, vulnerable storytelling, high trust communication. Because marketing, at its core, is trust. And trust is fragile. The moment your audience feels like they're interacting with a simulation instead of a human, the relationship does shift. And this is a bigger AI conversation no one is having. Not can we, but should we? AI should amplify your impact. It should never replace your humanity. And that brings us to the real question. If we're not outsourcing our thinking to AI, and we're not replacing ourselves with AI, how do we actually use it properly? Let's talk about that. First, start with strategy, not prompts. Define audience, positioning, your core message, the desired outcome, then use AI to refine and scale, not the other way around. Next, feed it with your real data. Upload brand documents, provide tone examples, insert customer objections, include your own stories, and make it work from your intellectual property, not just the internet. Most importantly, you need to edit it with a human lens. Always ask, would I actually say this? Does it sound like us? Is it too safe? Is this too generic? AI drafts the content, humans must refine it. AI is great if you use it for efficiency, not identity. Use AI for outlining, research summaries, first drafts, brainstorming, repurposing content, but never outsource your brand identity because that belongs to you. Protect your differentiation. Add personal anecdotes, industry insights, contrarian opinions, real examples, local nuance. That's what makes marketing stick. AI cannot invent lived experience, only you can. And here's the big reality check. AI will not ruin your marketing because it exists. It will ruin your marketing if you let it replace clarity, originality, and strategy. Used well, AI can increase efficiency by 30 to 50%. Used poorly, it can decrease differentiation by 100%. And in a competitive market, differentiation is survival. AI is a tool, not a brand, not a strategist, not your voice. It amplifies whatever foundation you build. So before you ask AI to write your next campaign, ask yourself this. Is our positioning clear? Is our voice defined? Is our strategy locked in? Are we feeding it depth or just asking for speed? Because right now, the brands that win won't be the ones using AI the most. They'll be the ones using it the smartest. Now, if you'd like help defining your positioning, protecting your brand voice, and building marketing systems that use AI strategically instead of generically, connect with me, Marissa Candy at The Marketing Factory. And remember, AI can scale your brilliance or it can scale your blandness. The choice is yours. Thanks for tuning into The Marketing Factory. If today's episode helped bring clarity to your marketing strategy, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And don't forget to subscribe on your favorite platform. Stay connected with us on the socials at The Marketing Factory or at The Marketing Factory AUS. And let's keep turning clarity into action.